flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Super Bowl week on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we are in New Orleans on Radio Row.
My bad.
I was going to ask you how you're feeling, but
I'm fighting it.
All right. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. We're down here on Radio Row. They have no idea what the hell's about to happen for the next 4 days that we're going to be here. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because this is what we do. Fritzy Pooh over there, how you feeling?
We're on the air, so that's good.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll let you, boy. We're on the air, man. Everything's good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Internet connection's brilliant.
Yeah, get that a little closer to your face.
No, I know.
Get that mic a little closer.
I know.
Yeah,
there
put it
you
in
go.
Your mouth.
All right.
Way to be a pro.
Yep.
Excited for tonight.
Do you have a big game voice or whatever? It's
no.
The biggest game on Sunday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's the ultimate game. The ultimate game, Jack.
I thought that was the jigsaw.
Yes. Well, if it's the ultimate game, why do they play it again next year? That's the question. Well, here we are. We have, 6 days until the Eagles play in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs going for a three-peat, the first time ever in NFL history, and the Eagles trying to avenge their loss from 2 years ago. The city itself seems to be well prepared for what is going on. I have to tell you, it was kind of, they had the tragedy that happened here a few weeks ago, and whatever lesson they learned from that, I have to tell you, the police and military presence in New Orleans is not something you can miss. We all took walks this morning, and man.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, soldiers in fatigues at every corner, big guns, a lot of, we were on Bourbon Street last night. They have those big metal blockades so nobody can drive down it, and it certainly seems like they are prepared. And I would say this, too. They're more welcoming in New Orleans than I think we would be to visitors, in the Northeast.
Very nice people.
Everybody's really cool. Everybody seems welcome.
Yeah.
And everybody wants the Eagles to win, it seems like, too.
Yeah.
Which is stunning.
Well, I think, there's a little bit of, envy when you look at the Chiefs and how much success that they've had in recent years, and they continue to have success being back in this game. What is it, their fourth Super Bowl or fifth? Fifth Super Bowl?
I think well,
and Patrick Mahomes... 6 years as a starter?
Mahomes has won three.
He's won three.
And lost one.
And lost one.
So this is his fifth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think people are a little sick of that.
Sick of it. Yeah, sick of it.
The pilot on the flight down said, please beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah, so that's the feeling, man. It's rare for us, but we have the support of the masses.
America's team?
At
are
least
we
this
America's
week.
America's team?
This week we are.
Well, yeah, let me warn America. If there's anyone listening from outside the area and you're cheering for the Eagles, if we win on Sunday, you are going to be so sick of us by Monday morning.
No doubt about
it. So nobody goes from woe is me to chest thumping like Philadelphia.
Well, there's only two speeds with us.
Yes.
It's cocky or distraught.
Yes. Yep. And we are, the meter is right below cocky, and it's ready to go.
Do you think Radio Row is ready for a 5:30 creep?
I don't think they are. I don't think our internet connection is ready for it to be on time either.
Super.
So last week, we came in after the Eagles scored 55 points in the NFC Championship game, and I think we were all very confident, regardless of, that we're facing this opponent that, the last time we were in the Super Bowl, we had the best head coach quarterback combo ever, and somehow we've evolved, and 8 years later, now we're facing, or 7 years later, now we're facing the best head coach quarterback combo possibly. Ike, have you, Have you, now that we're a week closer to the Super Bowl, we're a week away from the NFC Championship game, has your internal anxiety gone from more confident to more nervous about the game, would you say?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm more confident. I will say the further and further you get away from the NFC title game and the closer you get to the Super Bowl and being down here in the mix, you start to analyze a little bit more, right? You start to second-guess yourself as to whether or not am I being too cocky and confident with everything. And being away from Philadelphia, you start to hear a little bit more about how great the Chiefs are and what they're trying to accomplish and that sort of thing. So you realize what you're up against. I don't know if I would necessarily term it that I'm more nervous, but yes, for the sake of the question, I'm probably, if there was, what do you call it, point A to point B, which the left side is the confidence,
yep.
and the right side is the nervousness.
You've more to the
I
right.
I move more towards the right. Yeah, yeah. And now here's the thing.
Sounds appropriate.
Yeah, it's Monday, but here's the thing. It's Monday. I know me. I'll get myself back together by
yes.
the time we get to Friday
you will.
And head into the weekend.
You will. So the difference between you and me is our meters are heading in the same direction. I've gotten more nervous. But as the week goes on, yours will go back left
oh, yeah.
right.
confidence.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
mine will push all the way over there. And I wasn't nervous last week. And Jack could sense that in me, right?
I was kind of worried.
Right.
Because you weren't worried.
Right. Well, and here's where I am. By the way, 215-592-9494. Now that we are a week closer, are you more confident or more nervous about the Super Bowl? And the reason I've gotten there is that in my head, I have decided that if this is a one-score game, I feel like we're going to lose it. I feel like we are playing against maybe the best one-score game team in the history of football. A team that has a defensive coordinator who will dial up the right thing at the right time if that's what they need in the last 5 minutes of a game. And then on the other side, we have a quarterback who has made his entire career out of becoming a guy at the end of the game who can make a play when they need to make a play. So the reason I've gotten more nervous is I feel like we need to win this game by 10 points plus, and it can't be one of those games in the fourth quarter that we're winning by four or something with 8 minutes left. And we've played so many of those games this year. So, I'm confident in the team. It's not a lack of confidence in the team. I think my nervousness has grown because I have a larger fear of the opponent and less about my nervousness against Washington was more about us. I didn't feel like we looked great against the Rams. I didn't feel like we looked great against the Packers. My nervousness here is more about the opponent. How do you feel?
So I feel more confident. Like I think I just trust this team more, and I feel better than I did a couple years ago. And I just think there's something poetic about BG coming back. I'm playing a bit into the narrative and it being like a storybook ending. But I just have this vision of him having that storybook ending. I've had this vision of Saquon having a storybook ending to what has been a great year. And the Chiefs, for me, still on fraud watch. So they
still on fraud watch.
We got to see how they do against the best.
They basically lost one game all year.
So have the Eagles.
Well, no, the Eagles lost two games.
Saquon catches the ball, they beat the Falcons.
They lost the game.
If Devontae catches the ball, they beat the Commanders.
They lost both games.
Okay, well, you said the Chiefs have basically lost one game all year.
Yeah. We've lost two legitimate games.
Lost two games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, there's something about this team where I don't.
Oh, wait, three. The Tampa loss was legitimate.
I don't count.
Oh, Lane didn't play, AJ didn't play.
Devontae didn't play.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel so strongly about how good this team is that I think it's going to be close, and I agree with you. Like, I've started getting nervous about a close game because I think that's how the Chiefs win it. I do agree with you. Like, this has to be a blowout. Blowout might be a reach.
Well, yeah.
Win by 10.
Win
by 10. If it's close at the end, I'll feel way worse.
Yeah, and it's one of those games I'm sure we'll get into the debate this week, which is also going to force me to say, take some chances, right? Like, because I want to create, if we have an opportunity to stretch a lead, I want to be able to create
yes.
it. And by the way, the big difference between this team and the team, well, there are a lot of difference between the Chiefs and the team we played last week. I don't expect the team we play this week to turn the ball over four times and give us extra chances.
They're not
going to
beat themselves.
Yeah, we're going to have to make those chances. So 215-592-9494, as the week goes on, are you more confident or more nervous about the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? We have a big show planned for you and a big week from New Orleans. We have a bunch of special guests and probably some we don't even know about. Jaws will join us at 3 today. Donovan McNabb will join us at 4. Elliot will be with us so we can break down his performance from last night.
High level.
Yeah, from the last 2 hours of the show. And you will hear appearances, even if they're not scheduled, by Nick Kostos, who's doing his show from next to us. And if there's anybody louder than Ike, it is Kostos.
I agree.
Yeah, so you will hear Kostos whether you want him or not.
Why am I loud?
You're loud, dude. How are you loud?
Yeah.
Are you kidding,
loud?
Man? You're
who
like
you
born loud. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, and it's not working. And there we go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, it's Super Bowl week, baby. We here.
How you feeling?
We're talking about they basically lost one game. Now, they lost one game. Wasn't no basic. They lost one game.
Well, on their record, it says they lost two. That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about the Eagles or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs lost two? They only lost one.
No, they lost last week. Yeah.
38-0.
Oh, yeah, but that was with that.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
That was with the loser, Carson.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Yep. But, man, like, we here, man. It's time to put up or shut up. Like, I'm always going to be confident. I mean, we in a situation where, like, we got, like, the nervousness, that's out the window. Like, This is what we said was going to happen, right? We said that this team was going to go to the Super Bowl. We here, right? So this is the time that, you know, if you got to go out swinging, however you got to go, you got to put the biggest punch to knock out the Giant. You know, they say to beat a man, you got to beat the man. We want to be known as the champ. We want to come home with the Lombardi. We want to come home partying on Broad Street. That's what we want to do. So to do that, we got to go through these boys, and I feel like we're going to do that. You know, everybody want to talk about, you know, Spagnuolo and all that. You know, Spagnuolo is a good coach, you know, but Spagnuolo became a defensive mastermind when he got with this coaching quarterback. I mean, I know he did what he did with the Giants, but it ain't like we ain't got no guy on our side. We don't got no Jonathan Gannon. We don't got no spring chicken on our guy on our side. Our defensive coach know what he doing, too. So it's you know, our defensive side of football, our coach, this ain't like his first walk in the park. You know, he done been through a couple people. You know what I'm saying? So he know what he's doing, too. You know, so it's going to come down to which team is not going to turn the ball over. You said you don't think this team is not going to – hold on, we take the ball away. That's the difference. See, a turnover and a takeaway, see, they put that in the column. I guess the same thing is not. See, we take the ball away. We punching the ball out. We ripping the ball out. See, the Commanders weren't just dropping them balls. They weren't just overthrows. We took it from them. So we're going to see Kansas City, you know, y'all ain't went up against a defense like this. You know, y'all went against Houston. They're a cute little squad, you know. Bills, Josh Allen, Superman, that's his side of the football. His defense ain't got the Rough Riders that we got, you know. And it's going to come down to the quarterback play. And the last time our quarterback went against this defense, he beat them. And the time before
he didn't play that well, though.
The last time our quarterback went against this defense, he beat him. And the time before that, he
did not play that well, though.
When he played well, what happened? Did they win or lose?
They lost.
So there you go.
Well, the plan can't be to play not well, though.
I'm just telling. See, this is Super Bowl week. I'm not hearing all that bull crap you going to be talking about today's fight. If you're going to be doing that, we're going to mute you out here on these airways. This is Super Bowl, baby. The last time we went against the Kansas City Chiefs, we walked off victorious. So all I'm saying is, this is the rematch. Like Debo said against Craig, hey, get your punk ass out the car. This is the rematch, what? And y'all got to go to us to get there. We walking out victorious. We starting this week off right. We swinging, baby. Go, Birds.
That's what I'm talking about, see?
There's Corey.
I am curious.
He's not having any of your flack this week, Spike.
It's not flack.
I'm just saying.
I'm not taking any of his flack.
Yeah, he's got extra flack, too.
He's like, well, we won when he didn't play well. I was like, okay, good plan. Good plan, Corey. That's what you want. I want both. I want him to play well and for them to win. Yeah, I don't think we can. And, again, this will be another theme that I'm sure will come up. But, and look, you can't predict how the game's going to go. But I don't think we can go into this game and have one of those games where he's throwing for 125 yards and throwing the ball 17 times. I just don't think that's going
to
work.
He's going to have to throw the ball more.
Yes.
Because they're going to try to stop Saquon.
Yes.
Like, if you're the Chiefs defense, you're saying, let's see if Jalen can beat us.
Yes.
You'll make him have to throw the ball.
Absolutely. And you're going up against a defensive coordinator. Now, we have a great one, too.
Yep.
But Jalen's not facing our defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
So we're going up against a defensive coordinator who, by the way, is incredibly aggressive and is one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of football at this point.
Yeah, you got don't sell my man Spag short. That championship they won in New York, that was holding one of the best offenses we ever seen, the 14 points in the Super Bowl, and they were 18-0.
Right.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah, that's Tom Brady that he held in check.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how Sirianni, I think, obsessed over the last Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, he was talking about it in the offseason?
Yeah.
I just envision him sitting there late at night, 5 o'clock shadow, watching the decisions he made. It's going to be, does he learn from that? And is he more aggressive? We saw aggressiveness against the Commanders.
Yeah.
But he also had to grow and learn from that game.
I like
well.
That. But I like that aggressiveness that I saw against the Commanders.
Me too.
I'm not saying it just after the fact. I think that was a good spot in the game, 4th and 5. You got man coverage. Jalen liked the matchup that he saw. AJ is going to beat that guy off the line, Marshawn Lattimore. And really, it was just for Jalen to put that ball right where it needed to be. So, long as you don't overthrow AJ, that was going to be a catch.
It was a perfect throw.
Yeah, it was a perfect throw, and that was a great call. So, I was okay with that aggressiveness. I think there's a time and place for everything, right? And I think when the moments present itself in this game Sunday, you got to be willing to go ahead and live with the results.
Yes.
You got to be willing to go ahead and live with the results.
Yeah.
So, there's no sense of leaving stones unturned for you to stress about it all offseason, because that's what happened after the Super Bowl in 22.
Yeah.
He thought about not going for it on 4th and 5 or 6 from the 15-yard line.
Yep.
Like he had to have thought about that all.
Yes.
All offseason.
Do you think, to that
especially
point,
especially when AJ said that's when he knew the game was over with.
Yep.
To that point, to what Ike, what Jack said there about Sirianni obsessing over it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there is a Do you think you can over-prepare for a game like this? Like, do you think you can become so obsessive with detail that you get lost in that obsessiveness, especially when it's a team that beat you 2 years ago in the Super Bowl? Do you think that's possible?
I do believe it's possible. And that's where he's going to have to fight against those urges.
Right.
Because to be perfect in,
yep.
I got to be prepared for every situation. I understand you want to be prepared for every situation, but then there's only 60 minutes in the game. You're only going to get so many possessions. The thing we got to realize is that the way our offense runs now, unless Saquon is breaking off a big run, we're not an explosive team either. Right?
Right.
The Chiefs aren't an explosive team. They're going to be limited possessions.
Yep.
Which means you got to take advantage of just about every possession you get.
That's where going forward on fourth, that's where those things come in, because you don't have as many chances to score, you know?
Yeah.
215-592-9494, are you more nervous or are you more confident than you were a week ago in the Super Bowl? Bill from Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, the Birds, regardless, we're all relaxed. They're going to take it no matter what.
You're relaxed?
Yeah, we're all relaxed. We're nobody's nervous over here. You know?
Okay.
We got well. The only thing they got to do is, in the very beginning, my clue is give Mahomes a
get Mahomes rattled.
Get him a little rattled up.
Get him off his spot a little bit. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Get him off the spot.
Yep.
Get him off his little game, and then we can play ball.
Okay.
That
well,
sounds like a game plan.
Yeah. Let's hit Mahomes and make him bad. I think that is probably a good one. You know?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And then once you get here, they're practicing. How distracting is everything else you have to do? Because football players, I think all athletes, but football players are routine guys, right? We do this day, I eat this at this time, I go to bed. All that stuff is out the window this week.
Yeah, and I think after today, they can start getting back to some normalcy. Because today you have the media night, right?
Right,
the
players, right. Yep.
Which is going to be somewhat, it's a fan thing. And you're right, the players, they can't get back to their routine fast enough. Right? They're not used to being out of sync with everything they do on an hour-to-hour basis.
Is it a longer week for the fans or the players?
Probably for the fans.
It's this week is going to drag.
Yeah. Well, we don't have practice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All
we do is wait.
I tell you, though, it only got long to me. It was probably Saturday or Sunday. Slow down.
Cut that audio.
Slow down. It only became long days.
Well, you know, you're in your 50s
Saturday
now.
And the Sunday. You know what I mean? Especially game day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the game doesn't start to 6:30.
Yep.
You're waking up. So, but during the week, I didn't think the week sort of dragged on in Jacksonville. You know, because you're so.
Well, there's nothing to do in Jacksonville, so that might help.
Well, no, you're right, but. Here's the thing. Once you get through, again, media day, you get a couple days of practice. Family comes in Thursday, so you're happy to see your family when they come in because you haven't seen them for the last 4 or 5 days. So
right.
Your wife and kids come in town. You're excited about that. And that's kind of how I spent my last couple of days was, you know, it was with the family. Elijah was basically 2 years old at that time, 1 or 2 years old at that time. Being down here with Renee and my older son, who I think was 10 or 11 at that time, 13, something like that, 12 maybe. I can't remember. It was so long ago. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, we're getting there.
But, you know, I didn't think the week was a drag for the players for me. I didn't. Now, for some, if you spend all day thinking about it and playing the game over and over in your head, I think that makes it drag on. But I was okay with it. The weather sucked while we were down there. It rained half the week while we were there.
Hmm. Yeah.
The first actual nice day was actually game day.
You know what's funny? Ruben Frank, look at this.
What's up, brother?
All the stars.
Yeah.
All the stars.
How are we doing?
What's up, brother? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like, think about cities that could be a distraction. New Orleans is almost so crazy out there that these players, I don't even think – it's almost too much to be a distraction because they can't go out there.
Yeah.
You can't walk 5 feet without another bar, another restaurant, and people waving you in. And, you know, this is a different place.
It's a different town.
Yeah,
yes.
Certainly different than, you know, Las Vegas, you can get in trouble out there.
Oh, hell.
There's almost too much out there, you know?
Again, though, I'm glad a lot of these players experienced this two years ago.
Yeah, it has to be good.
So you at least have some reference as to how to handle the week.
Yep.
As opposed to it being your first time in the Super Bowl as a team going up against these guys. Because the damn Chiefs are here almost every year.
Yeah. So coming up next, there is one of the best defensive players in the entire NFL has requested a trade. And you could argue that it is a position of need specifically next season for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we will talk about that player and whether the Eagles should do something to acquire that player, whether it's even possible next. Also, your thoughts. A week, I want you to think about how you felt on Monday of last week and how you feel now on Monday. Do you feel more confident about the Eagles on Sunday or do you feel more nervous? 215-592-9494. We're in New Orleans on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.